Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Welcome back. Glad you're here. Ruth King's here. I'm excited too. She's CEO, Profitability Revolution, author of Profit or Wealth, Simple Rules for Sustaining Business Growth. That's her brand spanking new book. Also the author of The Courage to be Profitable, which is, my book is completely destroyed from using it so much. And a bunch of other books, and I think we've helped her launch all of them. She's our good friend. Ruth King, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, I was telling the audience that, we're talking about profit earlier in the hour before you got here, and telling them you were coming and we were going to talk about that. And I said, I know you're thinking profit, well, duh, yeah, it's important. But hold on a minute, dude, here. You know, are you maximizing your profit? Can you convince me? Are you sure? Can you show me where you're doing everything you can to maximize profit? And I think most small business owners can't pass that test. And the reason I say that is because I've been hanging out with them a long time. And even the ones who try, it's hard to make a profit on Main Street. But it's got to be a focus, doesn't it? It has to be part of your strategy. You can't survive long term if all you do is live your life for cash.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I told the story one other time, but I had a contractor client of mine who started his business with a partner, zero, grew it to $2 million and just paid attention to cash. And when they hit $2 million, they stopped growing, and all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but they started noticing that they couldn't always take their discounts. Sometimes they had problems meeting payroll every week, and they didn't understand it. And so they were smart enough to call me on the phone, and it turned out they were losing a nickel for every dollar that they took in the door for 12 years.
Yeah.
And don't laugh, because a lot of people
They were operating on their equity.
Yeah, and it was, growth masks a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And if you always have cash from one
say
job,
that again.
You're starting the next
say that
one
again,
really quick.
Ruth. That's a really important point. I've never heard anybody else say this but you. Say that again about growth.
Growth masks a lot of cash, a lot of profit problems.
Yeah.
Because if you have, and you're only looking at cash, all right, now obviously if you're growing and looking at profitability, you're not going to do this. But if all you do is focus on cash, and you are growing like crazy, you can grow yourself quickly out of business because
you literally
succeed
yourself out
of
business. I tell the story about the guy that I ran into, and he looked like he was homeless. I said, "What happened?" He said, 6 months ago I had more customers than I knew what to do with. Now I'm out of business. What happened? Would you get the license number? And it was because he did what you said. He's let his gross mask the fact that he was not profitable, and he was selling on he's selling on credit, and you just can't do that long term. There are times in a small business life where you have to focus on cash. There are times, but it cannot be your sustained strategy, right?
Correct. You have to focus on profit, and people would think, well, it's only a nickel. Well, guess what? A nickel over a long period of time will kill you. It's really a situation where they weren't focusing on what their costs really were.
Mm-hmm.
They had people taking longer to do the jobs than they estimated. The materials were out of whack. I mean, it was crazy. However, once they realized what, and I won't use their expletives when we had this discussion, you can imagine what they were. So, well, what do we do about it? I said, the first thing you got to do is raise your prices. And it was that simple. It was that simple. We raised their prices 10%, and they thought they were going to go bankrupt, and of course they didn't. They ended up, obviously, I mean, then they had a nickel of profit. Then they started going, okay, what if we have a dime of profit?
They're afraid. Small business owners are afraid to ask for enough. Ruth, my family won't go shopping with me in a small business because they're embarrassed when I say, dude, you're not charging me enough for this. The owner looks back at me like I've grown a horn, and they just, they're incredulous. They can't believe a customer would say that. I said, look, I know what it costs for you to put that on this counter and hand it to me. I know what that costs. You're not charging me enough. You can't stay in business and charge me what you're charging me.
Yeah.
And then I come back 6 months later, they're gone.
Yeah, they will be. Absolutely. I just started working with a new client, and I did his pricing, and his comment to me was, I can't charge that. And I said, all right, we did it. I said, call the customer. He gave him the price and the customer bought. His light bulb went off.
We're going to come back, we're going to teach you. Ruth and I are going to teach you how to get enough, how to charge enough. But it's all in your head. It's not in the money. It's in your head. 22, right back with Ruth King. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.